Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Migashira Nakshatra, cognitive subconscious patterns, audio, visual, and kinesthetic. Some people move through life seeking knowledge, new experiences, and intellectual stimulation, always curious and never satisfied with staying in one place for too long. Migashira Nakshatra isn't about stability or rigid discipline. It is about exploration, questioning, and the thrill of discovering what lies beyond the familiar. Their subconscious processing is wired for inquiry and adaptability, meaning they don't just absorb information, they chase it, filter it, and refine their understanding through movement and engagement. If we break it down through NLP cognitive styles, audio, visual, and kinesthetic, we can see exactly how they perceive, process, and interact with the world around them. If their mind is visually dominant, they don't just see the world, they scan it constantly, noticing patterns, changes, and details others miss. If Mars is in the first house in Migashira, their eyes are always moving, absorbing information quickly, making them keen observers of body language, landscapes, and shifting dynamics in their environment. They visualize multiple possibilities at once, mapping out different scenarios before deciding on a course of action. However, if Mars is in the seventh house, their visual focus shifts outward, making them highly aware of how others move, interact, and express themselves, which can make them exceptional at reading social cues and anticipating reactions. If Mercury is in the third house in Migashira, their auditory processing is highly refined, making them exceptional communicators, linguists, and quick thinkers. They process information through words, dialogue, and internal conversations, thriving in debate, writing, teaching, and storytelling. They often talk through their thoughts aloud, needing discussion to fully refine their ideas. If Mercury is in the ninth house, their auditory processing expands into philosophical and abstract knowledge, meaning they absorb information best through lectures, spiritual discourses, and storytelling traditions. Learning best when concepts are spoken or explained interactively. If Rahu is in the sixth house in Migashira, their kinesthetic processing is highly restless, experimental, and unpredictable. They learn best by doing, exploring, and physically engaging with the world around them. They don't just take in information passively. They test it, manipulate it, and apply it in unconventional ways. This makes them thrive in fields requiring movement, such as athletics, investigative work, or hands-on problem-solving professions. However, if Rahu is in the 12th house, their kinesthetic awareness becomes more abstract, leading them to explore hidden realms, altered states of consciousness, or spiritual experiences where learning is more subconscious rather than physically interactive. Migashira's curious and exploratory nature ensures that their cognitive processing is always dynamic and adaptable. Whether they see, hear, or feel their reality, they process life through a lens of curiosity and movement, making them natural seekers, communicators, and adventurers. Their greatest strength lies in their ability to continuously search for knowledge, ensuring that they never become stagnant and always remain engaged with the ever-changing world around them. #Migashira Nakshatra, motivation direction, towards versus away from. Some people move toward new experiences seeking excitement, growth, and expansion, while others are motivated by avoiding discomfort, stagnation, or restrictions. Migashira Nakshatra, known for its curiosity, adaptability, and restless search for knowledge, naturally leans towards seeking, towards, rather than escaping, away from. However, whether they are motivated by the pursuit of something, towards, or by the need to avoid a situation, away from, depends on planetary placements. Mars and Rahu in the first and seventh houses push them towards seeking, while Mercury and Saturn in the 4th and 10th houses may create motivation driven by avoidance or responsibility. If Mars is in the 1st house in Migashira, their motivation is strongly towards oriented. They are always chasing something new, whether it's knowledge, experiences, or personal challenges. They thrive when they have a goal, a target, or something stimulating to pursue, and they rarely sit still for long. Their curiosity is active, meaning they don't just think about exploring, they actually take the first step toward it. However, if Mars is in the seventh house, their motivation shifts toward relationships and external validation, meaning they pursue partners, social experiences, and intellectual connections as a way of expanding their world and keeping their minds engaged. If Rahu is in the sixth house in Mirgashira, they are obsessed with new opportunities, knowledge, and unconventional experiences, making them highly driven by what they can achieve rather than what they want to avoid. They are constantly pushing forward, experimenting with new methods, and refusing to settle into a routine. However, if Rahu is in the 12th house, their motivation becomes away from oriented, as they feel an underlying need to escape the mundane, ordinary world. They are drawn to mysticism, hidden knowledge, or even self-isolation, often moving away from material life in search of spiritual liberation or unconventional experiences. If Mercury is in the fourth house in Mirgashira, their motivation tends to be away from oriented, meaning they seek to avoid emotional discomfort, stagnation, or a restrictive home life. They often feel the need to move away from their roots, travel, or mentally detach from emotional burdens. Their curiosity is driven by a need to escape what feels too confining, rather than a pure desire to explore. However, if Mercury is in the 10th house, their motivation shifts to towards, as they actively pursue career opportunities, intellectual status, and knowledge that helps them grow professionally. If Saturn is in the 4th house in Mirgashira, their motivation is also away from oriented, as they may feel a sense of emotional heaviness or obligations tied to family, tradition, or personal responsibilities. They are motivated to move away from these pressures, seeking freedom through intellectual independence and exploration. However, if Saturn is in the 10th house, they become highly towards oriented, driven by long-term professional success, structured learning, and mastery over a specialized skill or knowledge domain. They seek authority, recognition, and stability in their career, constantly working toward higher goals. Mirgashira Nakshatra's innate curiosity and desire to explore make it naturally inclined towards motivation style. But planetary placements determine whether they chase something exciting or run from something restricting. Learning to balance their search for knowledge with the ability to stay present and grounded allows them to fully maximize their potential as seekers, communicators, and adventurers. Mirgashira Nakshatra, attention direction, self or others. Some people focus deeply on their personal thoughts, desires, and self-growth, while others are highly attuned to the world around them, responding to external stimuli, people, and social dynamics. Mirgashira Nakshatra, known for its restless curiosity, intellectual sharpness, and constant pursuit of knowledge, naturally oscillates between internal reflection and external exploration. However, whether they are self-focused, centered on their personal journey, or others-focused, engaged with people and their surroundings, depends on planetary placements. Moon and Rahu in the first and seventh houses influence self or others-oriented attention, while Mercury and Saturn in the fourth and tenth houses shape whether they are internally or externally driven. If Moon is in the first house in Mirgashira, their attention is highly self-focused. They are deeply engaged in their own thoughts, emotions, and intellectual pursuits, often prioritizing personal exploration, learning, and self-expression. They are highly independent thinkers who prefer to process information internally before sharing it with others. However, if Moon is in the seventh house, their attention shifts outward, making them highly people-oriented, socially adaptable, and relationship-driven. They become highly attuned to others' emotional states, communication styles, and social dynamics, sometimes prioritizing external validation over their own needs. If Rahu is in the first house in Mirgashira, their attention is strongly self-driven, meaning they focus on personal desires, ambitions, and their own path of exploration. They constantly seek new experiences, intellectual stimulation, and personal reinvention, sometimes at the expense of social relationships. However, if Rahu is in the seventh house, their focus becomes externally directed, making them highly intrigued by others, constantly seeking excitement and stimulation through partnerships and social interactions. They are often drawn to unique, unconventional people and may feel restless without external engagement. If Mercury is in the fourth house in Mrigashira, their attention remains internally focused as they are deeply engaged in private thoughts, intellectual reflection, and mental exploration. They process information through personal contemplation, preferring quiet study, writing, or self-driven research, rather than social engagement. However, if Mercury is in the 10th house, their attention shifts outward. They become highly focused on public communication, career discussions, and external validation of their ideas. They are more engaged in debates, teaching, and professional networking, where their intellectual presence is acknowledged by others. If Saturn is in the 4th house in Mrigashira, their attention is internally structured, meaning they build mental discipline, emotional stability, and intellectual depth within themselves before engaging with the world. They are self-reliant and introspective, analyzing their personal growth rather than seeking external feedback. However, if Saturn is in the 10th house, their attention becomes externally structured, meaning they are highly career-driven, success-oriented, and focused on building their public image and authority. Their need for recognition and validation from professional or societal structures becomes a dominant motivation. Mrigashira Nakshatra's natural curiosity ensures that they engage with both internal reflection and external exploration. But planetary placements determine whether they turn inward for personal understanding or outward to engage with others. Learning to balance self-awareness with external adaptability allows them to thrive as intellectual seekers, communicators, and knowledge-driven explorers. Mrigashira Nakshatra, understanding chunk size. Some people grasp broad concepts and overarching themes, seeing patterns and making intuitive leaps, while others analyze details meticulously, breaking information down into small, precise steps. Mrigashira Nakshatra, known for its curiosity, adaptability, and intellectual sharpness, naturally leans towards seeking knowledge through exploration and analysis. However, whether they process information in big picture, macro, or detail-oriented micro chunks depends on planetary placements. Jupiter and Mercury in the 1st, 5th, and 9th houses influence whether they focus on broad themes or precise details. If Jupiter is in the 1st house in Mrigashira, their understanding is big picture oriented, meaning they prefer broad exploration, abstract thinking, and philosophical connections, rather than getting lost in small details. They thrive when discussing universal themes, long-term growth, and expansive ideas, often drawing conclusions based on intuition and experience rather than structured logic. They may sometimes overlook details, assuming they will naturally fall into place. If Jupiter moves to the 9th house, this big picture thinking expands further, making them focus on spiritual knowledge, higher learning, and cross-cultural wisdom, often contemplating universal truths rather than working through step-by-step analysis. If Mercury is in the 5th house in Mrigashira, their thinking is highly specific, detail-focused, and analytical. They break down complex ideas into structured, smaller components, making them excellent at strategy, problem-solving, and creative refinement. They prefer logical sequences, structured learning, and analyzing nuances, ensuring that nothing is left ambiguous. Unlike Jupiter, which generalizes, Mercury in this placement seeks exact definitions, precise communication, and technical mastery, excelling in linguistics, analytics, or structured creative endeavors. However, if Mercury moves to the 9th house, their processing expands toward bigger picture perspectives, meaning they absorb abstract philosophical ideas, but still pay attention to details when analyzing texts, scriptures, or intellectual debates. If Ketu is in the 1st house in Mrigashira, their understanding is paradoxically broad yet deeply instinctual. They see patterns without needing structured reasoning, often absorbing large amounts of information, without consciously realizing how they learned it. They trust intuitive insights and indirect knowledge over direct analysis, making them appear mystically knowledgeable yet detached from structured learning methods. However, if K2 is in the fifth house, their thinking becomes highly detail-oriented but non-linear, meaning they notice hidden symbols, abstract connections, and deep subconscious patterns others might overlook. They may struggle with traditional learning structures, but excel in intuitive or symbolic reasoning. Meghashra Nakshatra's intellectual curiosity and ability to gather knowledge from diverse sources make it adaptable to both macro and micro thinking, depending on planetary influences. When planetary placements emphasize big picture awareness, they excel in abstract thought, philosophy, and broad intellectual exploration. But when detail-oriented influences dominate, they become methodical thinkers capable of precise analysis and refined problem solving. Their challenge is to balance their natural love for exploration with the patience to master fine details, ensuring that their intellectual pursuits lead to both depth and breadth of understanding.